Welcome to the Simply His Coffee Shop, everyone. Today's program is going to be a little bit different. We are going to be discussing how Simply His was deplatformed and our channel completely deleted off of YouTube. So we wanted to let you know other ways that you can watch and follow our program if you enjoy it.
Right.
So, Joe, why does YouTube deplatform a channel occasionally?
Well, it's not just YouTube. It's many platforms. And unfortunately, it's even some of our Christian networks who maybe don't fully deplatform our content, but will send some of our episodes back on occasion as too hot for TV.
Right.
Or their concern is the backlash that they might experience with callers or whatever. It's a little too hot for their network.
Wow.
You know, please be advised. And there's usually a sympathetic tone in the email. But basically, you know, if you were to just translate, it's there's just too much in this episode. It's a little too hot for our networks. Maybe some of our viewers aren't going to tolerate it.
They won't be comfortable with it.
And it's typically programs that run in the vein of the ones we've done on anything overly political.
Yeah.
The idea of, you know, China partnering with Russia to capitalize on the political, economical crisis that's going on in the United States right now in Western civilization. Or, let's say, anything having to do with vaccines.
Yeah.
Right.
Anything having to do with vaccines. Anything having to do with election integrity.
Right.
Yeah.
There are just taboos. And when you work in Christian TV, and if you're going to go the route of paid-for network television, you're just going to have to understand that there are things that you can kind of confront indirectly.
Yeah.
Right. Or you can
skirt
be nuanced and let the viewer know exactly what you're thinking.
Yeah.
I'll do it right now. The election in 2020 had a lot of kabuki theater attached to it.
Yeah.
And at the very best, the outcome may not have reflected the will of actual human beings pulling voting levers.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Was that word crafty enough?
Right.
Now, that's my personal belief. So it's difficult.
It is difficult.
And here's the deal. At the very least, you're rolling the dice.
Mm-hmm.
But I have found that Christian ministries in particular, because there are people that I follow online that could come right out and say things more specifically like that, but for the same reasons have backup paywalls or do things with Patreon or they're going to these more subscription-based services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there is an increasing unwant from the people that have these big tech companies that you be able to voice your opinions when they don't agree with the status quo echo chamber.
Free speech.
Of the big tech conglomerates. So in the case, and I'll just give you a couple of examples, Skywatch, the flagship platform, has been deplatformed on two occasions so far.
So far.
The first time it was when we put out our documentary, Silent Cry, The Darker Side of Trafficking.
Yep.
And my father made the comment that it is a federal crime for a person to sexually violate a child.
Which an is underage fact. Person.
It's just a fact.
Fact.
It's just a fact.
Yeah.
He didn't
Look
put no spin on it.
No.
He didn't emote any rage when he said it. He didn't call out any particular demographic or persuasion of sexual preference. None of this.
Right.
He just made the statement
that
it is a federal crime to sexually violate a minor, a child. And for that, YouTube actually stepped over their own policies when they did not give us any written warnings or let's demonetize that video. And then give you an explanation, or here's three strikes, you're out, nothing. We went from having, you know, 500,000 subscribers to you have no subscribers and no channel for that comment. And the reason we learned that is because we actually petitioned them for an explanation.
Mm.
And somewhere in my vault, I actually have the screenshot of their reply back.
Yep.
But essentially what they asserted was that we were guilty of cyberbullying pedophiles.
Wow.
Oh.
And that had basically...
that's a thing.
We were guilty of cyber harassing, cyberbullying pedophiles. They also went on to talk about how we had, you know, violated their terms of service. So that was the first time. The second time, we're not exactly sure.
Mm.
We were not, honestly, we're not exactly sure. We think it might have had something to do with one of my health talks, because I was talking about the power of nutrition and what it can do for...
Feels a little targeted.
Your health, if you're dealing with like some of the viruses that have become of, mm-hmm. you know, infamy over the last couple of years.
Right, right.
But it's a bit of a mystery, apart from this congruent theme that continually rears its ugly head, and that is that if you're a ministry in particular,
wow.
yes.
a Jesus Christ serving ministry who also attaches yourself to efforts to help rehabilitate children
humanity.
Who have been violated by sex
basic
trafficking.
Humanity.
Yeah, those things. Man, you are living in the crosshairs with a target on your back. This will all come out very soon. We're at a point now where we are right now working on some platforms, some of these that we've seen others model, where we can literally say anything
we want
and talk about any subject material that we want to talk about without the fear of
right.
that platform demonetizing us. And we'll use those platforms to say, if you want to hear the unbridled, unfiltered, raw.
Right,
if
right.
you want to hear this author actually tell you
right.
what's going on,
yeah. being constrained,
join us over at, and then it'll be this yeah. other website. Because friends, this is the world we're living in.
Yeah,
now. It just is. So, in lieu of the recent, now this one had a scratch on our head.
This one does have me scratching.
Simply
our
His
head.
Is the most benign.
I know.
Program. If you deplatform Simply His,
something massive is
listen,
wrong.
There's people, and this isn't clever. Anyone can go and fact check this right now. You go on YouTube any day of the week. I can see members of Antifa burning buildings
yep.
down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can see BLM doing the same.
Yep.
I can see people of all kinds of sexual persuasion. Go out and disclaimer their personal and private beliefs.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can hear people on YouTube talking about how there's a need to normalize issues like pedophilia mm-hmm. in
yep.
the classroom, and that this is a part of a healthy experience for a child to get that sexual education by these people that are more open-minded at a young age before their parents have essentially poisoned them mm-hmm. with heterosexual worldviews.
As young as kindergarten.
And yeah. and even as I'm describing
yeah,
this
exactly.
now, I'm being very guarded in how I frame this because there's a likelihood that my editors are going to have to cut out part of what I'm saying.
Right.
Because if I don't word judo just right,
yep.
Simply His will get deplatformed yet again.
Again.
And so if you're watching this and there's a gap in what I just said and it's not making as much sense, it's probably because I've been censored mm. by my own editors in an effort not to get this program deplatformed. But you can do that on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You can do mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. All kinds of stuff.
And we are really, my team, how in the world did Simply His get deplatformed?
Well, yeah, it was,
what?
You know, somebody had shared it on, I think Penny had shared it on Facebook and I went to go watch it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? It's not loading. What's going on?
It just
on?
Didn't exist. And what's
and
tragic?
And it was the joy of the Lord. Really?
Oh, okay, yeah.
The joy of the Lord needs to be censored?
No, not tell, censored.
Tell on yourself much?
Deleted.
Yeah,
deleted.
Tell on yourself much.
Removed from the equation.
So stupid.
And every time you deplatform, so the people that don't understand this,
mm-hmm.
well, just go switch an email and start again, what you don't understand.
Right.
When you have a YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
it takes a long time to get subscribers,
yep.
which then feeds the algorithm,
mm-hmm.
which then brings up your thumbnail, which then makes people searching for other similar topics
right.
see you and then watch you and then subscribe, which feeds the algorithm, which brings up your thumbnails, which gets new viewers to go, oh, I might give that a try as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Viewers that watched this also watched, and then there's
yep.
four or five other options. So being deleted, it doesn't matter if you're Skywatch TV.
Right.
It doesn't matter if you reach 93 million homes worldwide plus
yep.
over 50 countries. It doesn't
yeah.
matter.
Right.
God has blessed Skywatch anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
right.
It doesn't
in
matter
spite of right.
on,
those
on
powers.
That platform. Mm. It's funny because Simply His, they're getting many, many thousands of listens more on platforms like Blog Talk Radio. So the people out there that are listening to this on Blog Talk, thank you very much. Because
yes, amen.
Yeah. Every person that follows these programs, Skywatch TV, Simply His Coffee Shop, Return to Eden,
mm-hmm.
And then some of these programs that are coming that you don't know about, every time you watch them or listen to them on a platform that isn't being operated by Google executives,
mm-hmm. yep.
you are helping to support the thrivability of those ministries.
Right.
And really making it less relevant
yeah.
what the people at YouTube decide to do.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I was shocked because Charisse actually texted me and said, hey, I can't find the Simply His episode. I wanted to watch the one that just came out and everything. And I'm like, oh, well, that's weird. So I went to
right.
YouTube and I tried to find it and I couldn't find anything simply his. And then I had noticed that Penny had mentioned something on Facebook, because then I was like looking through stuff and she had commented, hey, I can't see the video.
Yeah.
So then we were looking back and forth and trying to figure it out. I'm like, simply his is one of the more calm. I can understand Skywatch coming down, because on that show we do talk more about politically incorrect things, but here we talk about more.
I know.
The totality of our archive was wiped.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. Everything was taken down. Right. The whole entire channel was taken down. So that's why I asked you if you'd come do this show with us to explain how this is all happening. And you are seeing it more and more that Christians speak hate speak. So then we're getting more censored on things and just completely deleted and taken down. So we wanted to let our viewers know how to continue.
Yeah, because the call center, everybody's like,
where'd
and
they go?
Emails, yeah, where'd they what
go?
Happened?
Where'd they go? Yeah, I should offer the viewers / listeners that are listening or watching this broadcast, when they petition, we did this again.
Right. Mm-hmm.
When Simply His was deleted from the world on this platform, we petitioned again. You know, what have we done? What are the terms of service? Again, there's these checks and balances. If they demonetize a video, it's because you've used somebody else's song.
Right.
Or maybe ignorantly used an excerpt from somebody else's paid-for content. And they'll let you leave the video up, but you can't monetize it. Like, they didn't offer any of these.
No.
Strike one, strike two, here's a warning. Hey,
even
here's a
not
even a suspension.
Cause.
Your channel has been deactivated for 7 days while you sit in turmoil and think about what you've done. Like, nothing.
It was like YouTube jail.
Only instead of jail, it's just execution. You no longer exist. And we don't care if it took you 3 years to build that subscribership. So when we did this again, when we emailed, all we got back was a generic flowchart that said,
you went against our
repeatedly.
Oh, repeatedly.
Oh, yeah. See, you didn't know. You didn't know. You did this.
Girls.
You ought to be ashamed.
Girls.
You did this repeatedly, ladies. Violated their terms of service. Please,
but
Mr. Executive at YouTube.
Did they ever say anything of what we actually did?
No, in an effort to get them to define what term or service. It was just terms of service.
Okay.
And repeatedly.
Oh,
this is why we are encouraging you to watch the program on Rumble.
Yeah.
I know that a lot of people don't love Rumble. You know, YouTube was the first one.
Right, you get used to it.
You get used to it. It's familiar,
but
whatever.
You know, yeah.
You familiar. Know, and I get that because you already know how it works.
How to navigate
you've already got
it.
The app installed.
Sure.
But the reason we would ask you to join us on Rumble and places like Blog Talk Radio, or you can go to the Google Play Store or go to the App Store and download the Skywatch TV app. The reason we would ask you to do those things is because it further dilutes the worry about whether or not we're just going to disappear one day. Because, friends, if we're gone suddenly, it's not because we've stopped creating programs.
Yeah, right.
For sure.
It's because we've been deleted again. And and you should do it right away if you love this show. Because here, let me be a prophet for a minute. It's going to happen again.
Oh, it will.
Yeah. It's only a matter of when.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're going to hit the flagship show again.
Yep.
They'll delete us again. And they're going to do it here. That you're going to say something about Easter. You're going to say something about what it's like to be a mom. You're going to say something about the joy of the Lord, and that is just going to
set them off.
It's just, it's unconscionable that you did it.
Control Alt Delete,
and you're deleted for it. We're living in an era where you cannot rely on one platform, and it can't be a big tech conglomerate.
We
can't.
Yeah. Well, and you can also follow our Facebook page and our Instagram page
and TikTok,
because we always put updates on there as well. That
the app is the way to go.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I have the Skywatch app on my phone. It takes moments to download. It's only a few megabytes.
Easy to navigate.
And I'm telling you, you don't have to wonder when an episode comes out. If you want to, you can turn on the option to just ping you that Skywatch has another 5 and 10 with Derek Gilbert.
Right.
Bing. What's going on with Simply His? Here's the minute it goes live. So you're not having to go back to check YouTube or these other platforms once a week to see if they've posted. It organizes these programs into these playlists where you can see the thumbnail for Simply His or the 5 and 10 or the Skywatch TV flagship show. And the most recent episode, and here's last week's episode. Like, if you love this program, way handier.
Yeah, right.
Just go to the App Store and get the Skywatch TV app. But finally, we're also available on Roku. And this is honestly probably a lot of the future. We're seeing dividends now. that demonstrate that platforms like Roku really are probably a lot more of the future than even like radio or network TV.
Right.
The Roku rivals actually what I think we're getting in terms of viewership from paid for network television, which is always a game of trying to interpret flowcharts, and there's no 100% guarantee how to quantify who's watching at Chicago at 2 a.m. versus California waters. So you get these analytics from the networks that are their best guess.
Yeah.
But with platforms like Roku, I can tell you exactly, down to the person, who watched that week, whether participation in the theme was
robust,
So
that's good. And like with satellite TV, you know, Toby and I have had conversations recently because, you know, there's certain channels that we have paid for that they now, well, we can't negotiate, so now it's just gone. And it's like, why am I paying you? Because I can watch anything on any device at any time outside of you. I don't need you.
I can end with this. It is my intention very soon, hopefully just a handful of weeks to months away, but hopefully before the end of the year, it is my intention to reveal some very, I will use the word cataclysmic, is that okay? announcements about the future of how we plan to platform that I think is going to make less and less of this cancellation relevant.
Yeah.
And more than that, we've got some conversations, friends, that we want to have that are burning a hole in a lot of our hearts and heads that we cannot have.
Right.
Yeah.
On these big tech platforms. Yeah. I want to be able to give people my unbridled perspective on things like coronavirus without having to be alarmed about what the networks will reject, what platforms won't accept.
Be careful what you say.
Yeah, being careful what you say.
There's
and the same could be said about the difficulties of sex trafficking, the difficulties of election integrity. Yeah. We have I have experts that I'm getting ahead of myself.
Yep.
Let me just say we want to exist in a world outside of big tech, but take advantage of what some of these services do provide.
Yeah.
And I think our audience is going to go bananas when they see what we're working on.
I agree.
Well, and even just health stuff in general, too, because
we
have to even be careful if we talk about health and what you can do to bolster certain things or how you can
get through certain things. Anti-pharmacy. And
people already describe Skywatch TV as, you know, these are just, this is not me necessarily toting my own accolades or Tom's accolades or any of that, but it, you know, I've heard people write even or describe comments and stuff that Skywatch is cutting edge or it's too hot for TV or whatever. Right. It's just a byproduct of being really passionate people that want to be able to discern the hour we're living in and to articulate the dilemma without having to worry about the attachments of big tech. So
and
you can call it too hot for TV. Yeah. You can call it cutting edge, whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is we want to dial that up. While we're wanting to crank that up, and I mean way up.
Please go to 11.
Yeah.
We want to go to 11. At the same time, there's this suppression effort that's very real.
Oh, my gosh.
So we are not going to be getting along with the future of suppression.
It's just on the head.
There's a divorce that's coming between Skywatch TV and the people that would make us be quiet. That's all I'm going to say. So
that's exciting. That's very exciting.
So, friends, if you want to follow Skywatch TV and if you want to follow Simply His and Return to Eden and the rest of our programs, you can download the app at the App Store and follow us that way. You can follow us on Roku. Anywhere where you listen to podcasts, we're on Blog Talk Radio, we're on Spotify. Find us elsewhere outside of some of these big tech corporations, because when we're gone suddenly, which I could almost promise will happen again, it's not because we've gone anywhere, it's because we celebrated the joy of the Lord again.
Well, and just to be safe, go follow us at all of the sites. Then that way you make sure that maybe if we get deleted off of one channel, you're still getting the notifications from another channel. Thank you so much for joining us, though. And we appreciate your views and your listens because God has called us to do this. And we just want to make people's lives better and share the joy of the Lord with all of you. So thank you again. We appreciate you. We will see you next week in the Simply His Coffee Shop.